Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. This very cold, glorious afternoon from the eastern seaboard of the United States of America in Newark, New Jersey, to be precise, from where we are transmitting live to you and therefore to the entirety of humanity. I welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you're domiciled. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, with the time now standing at precisely 4 minutes past 1 p.m. in the afternoon. From this part of the world, I welcome all of you wholeheartedly to this very, should I say, special broadcast. It is going to be brief, very concise, succinct, and straight to the point, because I do have other meetings later to attend. I had scheduled a meeting, very critical meeting, with our stakeholders from the coastal region of Biafra. You will excuse me. After about an hour, I will go to join that meeting. Very important people are waiting for me to address them. So I want to preempt whatever feelings you may have as a result of this very truncated version of our broadcast this very day. I call it a special broadcast because some very special people are here with me. Our women leader here in the USA is here with me. So also is our own very reverend father. Father Demagwa is also here with me. And as always, as you well know, when our woman leader comes to see me, she always brings her husband with her. And he is also here with me this very afternoon. Very shortly, they will greet you, all of you, and we also have another Biafran friend who is here, as we say, in a short while. But I must say that this very broadcast is coming to you live and direct. How you would know is because if you look at your timepiece at this very moment, the time is 6 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. It's a live presentation on all our platforms. We are active. If you are experiencing or encountering any difficulties, please do not hesitate to let us know. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth, the noble family of the indigenous people of Biafra. It is for their sake that I'm here in the USA, and they have done as they have always done in the past. They will not let us down. I can say that very clearly and unequivocally. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwokika Biama Promihanina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Normally I would pray, but we have a reverend father here, so he is going to pray. A very short and brief prayer. I don't know if Father can pray in the language of heaven, because that is the language that God hears very quickly. When you pray in Igbo language, believe you me, the angels rejoice in heaven. Please, if you can come closer. Father Demegwa, because please sit down. I think you can pull up that very chair. It is going to be formal and informal broadcast this very day, of course. You try to greet our people, first of all. Madam Biansonson, bring your husband with you. You will stand over here and you speak. We are all trying to observe COVID protocol here, as you well know, in this part of the world. A lot of things are happening. So they said we must try to be as secure and as safe as possible, and we're doing that. We'll start with ladies first, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's only in our place that ladies don't come first. If you bring out color notes, all the women will disappear. But here in the Western world, it is women first. Please, madam, greet Biafrans listening all over the world.
Hello, Biafrans. I am here to see our leader, Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. As you know, wherever he is, we will be there with him. I thank you all, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. And the husband is here. Behind now, behind every successful woman, there is a man.
Hello, dear friends. So, on your name, if you think back at our Igbe, there was a good kind of one if Sunday line, eh? Nuchisu, yeah, Mazikanon. And you were there part of America.
I will interpret you saying that what is important now is fundraising to support ESN. A few nights ago, we were fundraising. That is
fundraising, yes. And we collected about $70,000.
$70,000?
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes. We are very, very good. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Now, over to our very dear and revered Reverend. Is it Reverend Father or is it only Father?
Reverend Father.
Reverend Father, two and I got together. It goes together.
They go together.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Fellow dear friends, lovers of freedom, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on your time zone. Once again, my name is Reverend Father Augustine Odimegwa. We are here in New Jersey to welcome our indomitable leader, Mazinda Amdekano, who has done a marvelous work in leading us to the promised land of Biafra, especially with the restoration of Eastern Security Network. We are here to say kudos to him, to pat him on the back, and to encourage him to do more. He has done great, but to continue to do more, and to assure him that millions and millions of voices are saying prayers for him and for the restoration of Biafra. And so, my dear brothers, we shall pray in order to start off this program. Chukwu kika bia ma ezana ekpesiela ogwa ma ma amasi amasi ugwa na ri atu egwu omepere onye ọ na-akpagbu. Chinke ndị ụmụ ogbenye ndị enwe nne enwe nna, ndị ụwa na-atụ n'ọnụ, ndị a na-emegbu emegbu. Ọ bụ ngịnwa bụ ọka ome one of the world. Ngifi kwuru na-eme. Unwere onye ọbụna dị ndụ eku ume nwere ike ịgbagha iteghi Chineke nna kpebiri. Okwukwe anyị wee na-agwa anyị na oge dị ugbu a n'ikpebigo na Biafra ga-abịa. Ọ ga-abịa lele. As na God's time is the best. Igosigo anyị akara kwuru akara nke anyị ji wee mara n'eziokwu eziokwu na ya Biafra ga-abịa. Anya na agụdo ofu ka na-agụdo ebuwa. Anyị na-ekene gị ohu nna dị nsọ ka anyị na-ayọ gị. Ezigbo ọrụ afọ ibidogoro na isi nwanne anyị nwoke bụ Maazị Nnamdi Kanụ nye n'aka ka anyị nwee ike rụrụo ya n'isi. Chukwu Ebere, onye afọ ọma. Ị kwuru na ndị niile ndị ezi obi akpọkụ gị na ịma gbarapụfụ aka. Na maka ajọ mmụọ na ajọ mmadụ akpa na nkata. Na o nwenụrọ mgbe ike ekwensụ karịa ike nke gịbụ Chineke nna n'ụwa anụnwa. Ọ gaghị emere oge nke anyị. Ewe na-ajọ gị ohu nna dị nsọ ka ị were afọ mma gị wee nọnyere nwaodibo gị bụ Maazị Nnamdi Kanụ. Nọnyere onye abụna bụ onye na-agba mbọ n'ụzọ abụ n'ụzọ maka inwere onwe anyị nke Biafra n'ụwa. Ma ndị na-etinye echiche fa, ma ndị na-etinye eji okwu, ma ndị na-etinye ego. Kwuo onye ọbụla ụgwọ dịka ọrụ ya si wee dị ohu nna dị nsọ. Anyị na-ekenekwa gị etu isi wee dute nwaodibo gị o wee rute n'obodo anyị n'ụwa America. Mgbe ọ ga-anachi ya bụrụ ụzọ gbeere ya azụ ekwena ka ife mberede ọ bụla zụ ya ma bawanye ndụ nke grasi a gị na-eme ya n'ikpeazụ ka mmeri wee bụrụ nke anyị ka otuto wee bụrụ nke gị Chineke nna anyị yọrọ ife ndị a in your own mighty name. Amen.
Ise mkpetachala ya ị na atalapụ igbo anya watacha nnọọ nke ọma. Sometimes people mistake what we are trying to do here to be an Igbonization of this noble process. It is not. I have said it before and allow me to repeat that everybody from the East is Igbo. I say it without any apologies. We have slight variations in our dialects, in our language. That is all there is to it. But in the main, genetically speaking and otherwise, we are all one people and we must maintain that. And after this very broadcast, I will be having a meeting with very important people from the coastal region and also Igodo-Migodo. And I will be reiterating that as well. There was something during the prayers here that our beloved Reverend Father said, when he was calling upon Chukwu Kika Abiyama, he mentioned something. He said, there is no time on this very earth that the power of darkness will prevail over light. There is no time that Lucifer, Satan, devil, call it whatever you may like, will overpower and overawe the mind of Almighty Creator in the heavens and this very earth. And upon that very premise, we base our agitation. Upon that very belief, we anchor our ideology. The reason why I'm saying this is because it's quite poignant, or should I say quite intuitive, I would say, that our Reverend Father mentioned this during his prayers. Because as we are here now live on air, before we came on air, we heard that a military jet crashed in another military jet, should I say, a Nigerian Air Force aircraft crashed somewhere in Abuja. While it is not good to celebrate the death of fellow human beings, but I must say that should it turn out to be true that that particular aircraft that crashed belongs to the Nigerian Air Force, then I will say good riddance to very bad rubbish. I will say that they have received their own comeuppance for coming to Oulu and bombing innocent people, that they will continue to perish. And I say this without any apologies to anybody, entity, nor institution, that everything that Nigeria has ever wished for Biafra, they are now encountering. That is why I say that those who are not in the spirit will not understand at all what we are trying to accomplish. It is a warning to Mietiala, who are now running the zoo called Nigeria. It is a warning to all those, should I say, the British High Commissioner, who is an accomplice to mass murder and deception. This is also a warning to all of you who foolishly and very hopelessly cling on to the notion that Nigeria is one entity, which clearly it is not. Every evil you ever visited upon Biafran people is now afflicting you. If that cannot teach you a lesson in life, then nothing else will teach you a lesson. I will start from the beginning so they understand this very clearly. Because it seems to me that our people do not understand the enormity, or should I say, the spiritual enormity of what we are doing. Everything that the zoo called Nigeria has done to Biafrans, Nigeria itself is witnessing right now. My dear brothers and sisters from the Yoruba land that I happen to love and cherish very much, today they are being killed. They are under the same invasion that Biafrans suffered. Theirs is a bit more humiliating and more subtle, because whereas Biafra was invaded with a standing army that enjoyed international recognition and international support, they are invading Yoruba land with a ragtag band of terrorists. It is an insult. Yoruba people are dying today. Every ethnic group is under siege. All those who got together to rise up against Biafra today, they are crying. The same cries of our mothers and our fathers between 1966 to 1970. It's the same cries we are hearing today all over Nigeria. But they will not learn. Because I now begin to believe, if I never did before, that there is something that God Almighty in heaven, Chukwukike Abiama, is trying to do with Biafra. If you go to the Bible, I'm very happy that we have a scholar of religion here. You also, you're a PhD holder, is that correct? Is that correct, Reverend Father? I don't remember. You are a PhD holder. Yes. You're a theologian.
Absolutely.
Very good. Not all this cut and paste, Jesus is coming tomorrow ministry. He actually studied. He went to school to study theology. In the Bible, we were made to understand that as all these afflictions we are befalling the children of Egypt and Pharaoh at the head of it, they still turned a blind eye and they became deaf to the warnings coming from heaven until they lost their first sons. everything since 2015, when darkness ascended the throne in Aso Rock, every event, every happenstance since then has pointed to one inescapable fact, that Nigeria is not an entity, it is not one and can never be one. It has pointed to the fact even before then that all those, do you know the reason why they don't call people in refugee camps in the north refugees? Does anyone know why they don't call them refugees from here? Do you know why they don't call them refugees? Because they are ashamed of what I told them. I crossed the zoo called Nigeria in 2013. That everything that Biafrans went through, Nigeria will go through it. Because of that, they quickly changed the name from refugees. They used to call them refugees before, to IDPs, internally displaced people. And I'm asking them, when during the Biafran war, they were calling Biafrans refugees, were we displaced outside? We were inside our own land, inside the so-called British created contraption called Nigeria. We were refugees in our land. People, I was very young by then. The time we left Umuahia, and went to Mbise as refugees. I was on a bicycle and being pushed all the way from Umuahia by leg to Mbise, where my aunt was married. Ezid Mbise to be precise, isn't it? Do you know that in their own time, there are many people in the northern part of the zoo who are in refugee camps, but out of shame, because that will remind them of what they did during the war against Biafra. They are calling them internally displaced persons, so you will not know. That's what they have done. That is number one. They came to Biafra land, they were killing people, dropping their bombs from the air, people were running helter-skelter, children were being murdered, mothers were lamenting, everybody was crying. What do you think that the bandits are doing to them today in the north? And have you seen what happened in Katsina a few hours ago? Of course, the same thing. People are running for their lives. Villages are being taken over. Children are being killed and are being abducted right across the entire Zoological Republic. Punishment from Elohim. The same army that they had that came to our land to kill, to pillage, to abduct, and to steal. They are there and they are impotent. They cannot do anything. You know, the funniest thing about the Fulani Janjaweed is that they think that they are very clever. They think they are cheating every other person. But from within, they are dying. And that is why I say to our people that they shouldn't despair. I heard some people analyzing and trying to say or convince themselves that defending our land from within is a bad thing. That we are fighting a defensive war, not an offensive war. And I said to them, because insofar as they are not very good students of contemporary history, they are not very good students of military politics either. And why do I say that? God has marked out Nigeria for destruction. And put it down today, there is nothing anybody can do to change that. And a lot of people are going to die in the process. What I'm praying to God is that not to allow up to 5 million of them to die. I'm giving you the figure that was even a very conservative figure by Irish ministers that said we lost nearly 5 million people. I believe that God is setting up Nigeria to eliminate over 5 million of them. And he is going to use the same people that connived and came into our land to kill us, to do this very job. And that is why every day in Nigeria, as long as Biafrans, as long as they hold on to Biafra in Nigeria, Nigeria will no longer know peace. People will die every blessed day in Nigeria. If they bring their aircraft to our land, as they did in Olo, their own military aircraft will crash, and all of them will perish. Why I'm saying this is because we know they are falling, they are Janjaweed. Britain is supporting them. They cannot see the errors of their ways. They cannot see the foolishness of all these endeavors they've embarked upon. But one thing is absolutely clear, that there is nothing any human being can do to stop the emergence, or should I say the restoration of Biafra. Absolutely nothing of that, I can assure you. Therefore, Fulani Janja, with those of them in Asorok, Miyeti Yala, all these terrorists running the lives of those in the zoo into the mud, I have this to say to you. The more you cling on to Biafra, the more you will move from one calamity to another, the more the state of insecurity will become so uncontrollable that people will begin to eat the flesh of those they feel are weaker around them. As I'm saying it now, it may sound like a fairy tale, but the day it will happen, some people, very clever Biafrans, will make reference to this very broadcast of this very day, the 21st day of February in the year of our Most High Elohim 2021, that I said such a thing. You see, I want to warn everybody that calls him or herself a Nigerian, that the more you don't allow Biafra to go, the more you conspire, the more you keep dreaming this foolish dream of one Nigeria, being one, moving forward, the more you are burying yourselves even deeper into a conflagration, into a conflict that you cannot be able to manage. These are the things that we want the world to understand. And that is why those of you who understand military strategy, not those who are on social media yapping, will understand this. I have said it before, and allow me to repeat, that there is a method to our madness. What I said before, that I don't want Nigeria to exist at all. So what we are going to do is that we are going to draw the enemies into our land, into our forests, and into our bushes, and we're going to kill them. In their homes, where they come from, terrorists and bandits will take it over forever and ever. If you doubt me, just spend some time and study Somalia, what is happening today. Spend some time and study what is happening in Yemen today. The same scenario is going to obtain in the northern part of the zoo. The Fulani do not know what they're in for. Over very many years, they presided over, should I say, generations of Al-Majri and Janjaweed. They never went to school. Their own children were sent abroad to go and study. These people do not have access to any meaningful livelihood, but the children of those that tell them to go and destroy Igbo businesses in the north, they do. These Janjaweed and Al-Majri that they have on the streets doing their bidding do not have access to the niceties of life the same way that these, their so-called emirs and their governors do. And all of them are Fulani. The Hausa people are very poor. Even Hausa will revolt against Fulani one day in the zoo. Mark my words somewhere. And we have come to defend our land with the Eastern Security Network. And we are not going to stop that very effort. We cannot lower all this nonsense about amnesty and all that rubbish. No. We are not going to lower our guns until Biafra is restored. No Jupiter. I say no Jupiter. We have only two options. Either we get Biafra or we all perish in the process. But we know, because we are serving a living God in heaven, that he is going to give us Biafra. And there is nothing any human being can do about it. Biafra is a done deal. And that is why the devil keeps going into some people to try to distract them, to try to take them away from what we are doing, because Lucifer doesn't want them to participate or partake in the glory that is to come, which is the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, I am warning the entire zoo, the zoo army, the zoo police, that anything you do in Biafra land, just wait a few days, you will hear the same thing happening where you come from. You came to Olo using helicopter to be shooting and bombing people, helicopter gunships. Today, your aircraft has come down. Those that they claim are intelligence officers, they are all dead. And many of you are going to die. Look at Femi Adesina. Is he okay? Many of you are going to die. All I'm waiting for is for one idiot to come out to say, oh, it is me. Was it last week that one that said, over my dead body will be Biafra come? Is he not dead? Is it Junaid Mohammed? Over my dead body will be Biafra come? Is he not dead? All of you are going to die. I'm waiting for them to announce, to say that this is now the leader of the Fulani cabal running the zoo. I will place a curse on you live on air, and within 6 months you'll be dead. That you may know that Elohim sent me. Some of you don't understand the spiritual dimension of what we are doing. You think we are just fighting for Biafra. No, we are fighting for the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That is why every force of iniquity is against Biafra. That is why anybody who is against Biafra is a child of the devil. It doesn't matter who you are. Once you are against the coming of Biafra, believe you me, you are a child of the devil. And that very end or conclusion to your life that you're looking for, you are going to get it. I will start from the beginning again by way of recap. Everybody, all those who ganged up, people from Danjuma's village, those from Gowon's village, those that ganged up against us, those from Awolowo's village, everybody that ganged up against Biafra, go to their villages today and see what is happening. They're being killed and their land being taken over. And you say that God Almighty is not with us. Of course, He is with us and will be with us to the end, because we know that victory is assured. It doesn't matter. You see how powerful Britain is. They are one of the 5 permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. You see how much the Fulanis have, over $30 billion. We raised $70,000, tentatively speaking, give or take. With $70,000, that's the only one fundraising. Other people raise funds in Asia and every other place. I'm sure that by the time I'm leaving the U.S., if we tally everything that people have pledged and what they are going to bring, it is very close to $500,000. The reason why I'm saying this is I want you to compare what we are doing with what our enemies have. I came to the U.S. If everything is put together, we might be able to raise about $500,000. Of course, we will not even, because America is trying, to be honest with you. You people are now beginning to wake up. Compare $500,000 to $30 billion. They have everything going for them. They have the might of the British lobbying for them. They occupy every sensitive diplomatic position around the world. They have well-oiled consultancy firms. These are blue-chip firms working for them all over the world. They bought over Google, gave them money. They bought over Facebook, gave them loads of money. The only people they have not bought so far is YouTube. And I'm sure very soon they may buy them over as well. And I don't know how far they have gone with Twitter, if they have succeeded in buying Twitter over as well. You see all that money they have, all these powers that they wield. They have the Nigerian army, the Air Force, the Navy, and all of that. All of you will be surprised to see all these entities crumble before your eyes, before the coming of Biafra. You see Britain. You see what is happening in the zoo today with people that worked or conspired against Biafra the way they are suffering. People from the Middle Belt. The same people that fought against Biafra, they are the ones who are being slaughtered today. Have you seen all of that? You see Britain, United Kingdom. God will divide it. God will divide Britain into 4. England will be on their own. Wales will be on their own. Scotland will be on their own. And Ulster, of course, they will join their brothers, the Irish Republic. Go and write it down somewhere. But when these things are happening, people will see it as a natural consequence of day-to-day politics. You will not know it is a divine order from heaven. Since Britain came to Biafra land to divide the children of light, God will divide them. Watch and see what I'm telling you. The same way today, as I'm saying this thing to you now, you see your governors that you have, those you call your leaders, those you know, Haneza, has he dawned on everybody now that these people are even worse than Buratai? They are worse than the lowest form of Fulani Janjaweed. They are worse than Mietiala. Has it dawned on everybody now? In the north, their own governors are busy negotiating every day. And we have asked this question many, many times. How come Sheikh Gumi is able to trace where bandits are, murderers, rapists, that kill innocent people every day? And he went there with the secretary to the government. And well, what's SSG? Is it, what is the meaning of SSG in the zoo? Is it the senior? Is it secretary to the state government? The Fulani governors will bring out their secretary to state government to go with somebody they claim, a very filthy, dirty-looking animal that they call a sheikh. Why a black man is a sheikh in Africa is beyond me. The only thing I know who are sheikhs are Arab people. But let's forget that for 1 second. They went and they found where the bandits are. They found the bandits in the forest. Now, Nigeria Air Force cannot find them. We are asking our own place. I want people to understand the enormity of the crime of Hope Uzodinma and your so-called governors and your so-called political leaders and, of course, Ohaneze Ndiara and Joshi. Has Ohaneze issued any statement since the bombing of Olu? Have you heard them say anything? Ohaneze has not said anything to tell you who they are working for. To tell, when we are complaining about George Obiozo, most of you didn't quite understand what was happening. Have your eyes now opened? All those idiots answering Ohaneze Ndiara and Joshi, both their elders and their children, have you seen how evil they are? Have they said anything? Somebody wrote that, do you think you can go to the north and bomb a village and the governors will keep quiet? Jonathan bombed Boko Haram, killing people, bombing and slaughtering innocent civilians. The whole of the north rose up as one. This is against a renowned global terrorist group. People can come to our villages in Olo and kill people and everybody is quiet. Whereas in the north, people who are murderers are being, serenaded by their governors. Now they're going to set up a ministry for Fulani bandits. And who are these bandits? These bandits are the same people asking you to belong to one Nigeria. So they need you to be in one Nigeria so they can kill all of you and take over your land. Because if you're not in one Nigeria, they cannot. Do you think that Mietela can do in Benin Republic what they're doing today? They cannot. Why? Because Benin Republic is a separate entity. I want people to use their common sense for 1 second. Do you think that Mietela can go into Togo and do what they're doing today? They cannot do it because Togo is a separate entity. Can they go to Ghana to do the same thing? The answer is of course no. Because Ghana is independent. Do you think if Biafra were to be independent, will you have Fulani people in your forest? That is a very simple question. Do you think if Odudu were to be free tomorrow, do you think you will have Fulani telling you that they have the right to occupy Yoruba forest? All these things, they point to one inescapable fact and conclusion that only separation can solve the problem. Once you remain in one Nigeria, Fulani will keep coming at you until they conquer you. And I will add, that is your punishment for being very foolish. Your punishment for not being able to reason properly. That is your punishment for allowing the Supreme Court of Nigeria, should I say, the Fulani Janj, Abakiyari to be precise, to impose a governor on you in Imo State. We have all seen the crimes of Hope Uzodinma. You know, people are very poor back home. There are those that will come out to try to defend what is in essence the indefensible. But we are here to put them on the path that is straight and narrow, which is the path of truth. What Hope Uzodinma did is to indicate to us their readiness to serve their Fulani masters. That's what they have done. In other words, your lives are meaningless and worthless. They are not there to serve you. They are there to serve their Fulani masters, all of them, bar none. That is why anywhere you see George Obiozo or any idiot answer, they don't even come out anywhere. What they do is they hide behind somewhere and issue meaningless press statements. What we must understand and appreciate is this. Because Hope Uzodinma and co. have come to kill us, we must try to defend ourselves against them. They are the real murderers from within. Isn't it very ironic in the same country you claim you have the same, should I say, the same laws governing everybody? People who are murderers, who are rapists, who are bandits, who are terrorists, who are kidnappers, their governors go to see them, give them cars, give them guns, give them everything that they want. Whereas our mothers who went to the farm in Olu, we are being bombed by a Nigerian Air Force that knows the hideout of the bandits in the north. They couldn't bomb them. You know, the more you think about it, the more upsetting the whole thing is. The more insane you become. That is why anywhere anybody sees hope, those are them, a citizen's arrest must be effected immediately. Wherever they are, he can no longer travel abroad. He has a travel ban. He's a criminal. He's a thief. We know that very well. All of a sudden, he has been taken into the bosom of Fulani Janjaweed. And because of that, all his sins, all his past sins are forgiven. Others may forgive him, but we are not going to forgive him. Wherever we find him, he is going to be. People say, oh, don't say this. I say, I will say it live on air. As I've been telling you before, I want to go to The Hague. So I can ask them what they have been doing. Are you telling me that those in The Hague have not seen what happened at Obiwo? They were not aware of Mpo massacre. They were not aware of what happened at even the United Nations, the special rapporteur on torture and enforced disappearance, Agnes Callamard, wrote a report for the United Nations where they indicted the Nigerian army. That same report, America has it, Britain has it, China has the report, France has the report, Germany, the EU, everybody has the report. Because they have failed to do something that has emboldened all these criminals to continue to kill our people. And are we going to be quiet forever and ever? Of course not. We are going to do everything within our powers to defend our land. That is the reason why those responsible for the senseless massacre and terrorism going on in Biafra land must be brought to book, especially the governors and the leadership of Ohane, Zendera, and Andiyoshi. We must find them and find them very, very quickly, believe you me, because Fulani Janjaweed is working overtime with them. I have said before that what we are doing is deeply, deeply spiritual. And for that very reason, next week, can you hear me very well? Next week, Saturday, we are going to praise and worship Elohim live on air. I will be the one presiding over that. Next week, Shabbat of next week, Saturday, we're going to praise God in however way we want it. And I say this because we need to go back to who we are. That without God, we are nothing as a race and as a people. Do you understand that? Do we know that without God, we are nothing? Other people can worship idol, though. That is their business. Other people can worship whatever they want. For us, we are the children of God. I have asked this question before. Is there any other place in the world where a village, a hamlet, or a clan answers God's children? We have a biblical scholar here. Allow me to ask, please. Reverend Father, I think it's Dr. Ademegwa, is there anywhere it is in the Bible, apart from Israel, which means the Prince of God, is there any other place that you know, or any other nation or country or place you know on this earth where people answer the children of God?
Never, except in Biafra land.
Except in Biafra land. Now, I don't understand how to put this.
And Biafra from Israel.
Exactly. We'll get to that later. We don't want to confuse those that were fathered by Fulani before, during, or after the war. We don't want to confuse them. If we answer Umuchukwu, if we have people from a place called Arochukwu, if we have people from a place called Ihechi Owa, which means a place where the light of God shines, that is the name of the village not the name of a person. In other words, if you ask somebody now from Arochukwu, who gave the name Ihechi Awatukwu, nobody knows. Direct from God Almighty himself in heaven. If we can have people who are called by the name of God, then I think it is appropriate once every year that we designate a time and place to give him praise and adoration. And we are going to do that this coming Shabbat, this coming Saturday. We're going to praise God in a very special way. In a very, very special way. And then after that, I will announce the commencement of 40 days of prayer and fasting. I said 40 days of prayer and fasting. And after that, we go and meet our enemies. One thing we must understand is this, that man is not fighting this very battle. This very battle belongs to God Almighty in heaven. And he's going to fight it for us. Because we boast in his name. Everything we do in his name. Because as when I pray sometimes, I say to God that you are God Almighty. I am a human being. I'm just a flesh. We, dear friends, are mere mortals. One day we are going to die. They will bury us. Maybe the next one or 200 years, they'll forget us if we are lost. But you are God and you are eternal. So if Biafra doesn't come, the shame cannot befall a mortal who is an ordinary flesh that will die one day. If God allows those who are called by his name, his own children, to be humiliated by forces of darkness and forces of iniquity, then it's only his name that can be brought into disrepute, not me. Because I'm not going to live forever. One day I'm going to die, isn't it? Isn't it? Everything will come to pass. But our God remains forever and ever. And because we are called by his name, there is no other place in this world, I say it, no other place, no other clan, no entity, no region that is called Umu Chineke, only us. And why is that the case? These are the things that the white people know that we don't know about ourselves. That is what they, if you ask them why you don't, they say, we don't want things to... They know us more than... They know we are the chosen children of God. They know. If not, tell me or show me anywhere in the world where people are called. A village is called Umuchukwu, the children of God. Or the Asawatukwu, a child of God. No other place on this earth. So that is why sometimes people say, oh, you get upset. I say, why won't I be upset? You don't know who you are. You, in your house, you have gold, you have diamond, you have everything. And you're outside playing with quartz, playing with sand. Are you not foolish? We are handing, or we have always done so, of course, handing over this very effort, this very struggle into the care of Elohim to lead his army. I am flesh. I will do what I have to do, but Elohim will lead his own army. He will provide for us. Those who don't want to support what we are doing, did we get to where we are today with their support? How we got to where we are today is a miracle. It is a, when the history of IPOB is written, the world will know it is a miracle because they ask all these fulefus, and truthfully, they are not part of what we are doing. They have not given us any money. There is no support, nothing. But look at where we are today. By the grace of the Almighty in heaven, on Saturday, there is going to be songs of praise. We are going to worship God because something happens in heaven when praise is. Don't bring religion into what you're doing. And I say to you, is your name Wachubu? Are you a child of God? You're answering Smith. You're answering Harrison. You answer all this. My own, I am watching again. God said I am his child. You don't want me to praise my father. Am I going to praise you? We are not bringing religion into what we are doing. We are bringing reality into it. And that reality is that we belong to God Almighty in heaven. That is why we answer Umuchukwu. That is why we answer Nwachukwu. That is why we answer Chinya. We answer Chinedu. We answer Olisa, even the name of God himself, we answer. And that is why Biafra will come in our time. because we are not only unstoppable, because our Father in heaven is watching over us. All the lies of the zoo. I don't know who listened, no, not listen. I don't know who read Tinubu's thoughts and opinions about what is happening in the zoo, of which he is a part of. The thing about black people is that they are not ideologically consistent. This Tinubu, I remember very many years ago, was a proponent of what they call Sovereign National Conference. Go and ask him. SNC, Sovereign National Conference, for all the people to get together to decide a better future for themselves in the zoo called Nigeria. Over time, he got into political office and started to eat money, to grow large on money. Typical black people, very insatiable in the accumulation of wealth. He now turned 360 degrees. This man was the man that said over his dead body, will the 1999 constitution of Abdul Salami Abubakar stand. That was what he said. But today, he has become a proponent of a unitary and restructured Nigeria. He said, and this is the argument they make all over the world, and I want our people to pay very close attention to what I have to say now. Anywhere you go to and you defeat them in a debate about the necessity or the need to have Biafra, the next thing they will tell you is that the West African sub-region will collapse. And they say this is what Britain, even now as I'm here in the US, that's what Britain is telling them in Capitol Hill. That's what they're telling them at the UN. That if you allow Biafra to go, it will set off a chain reaction that will end up destabilizing the rule of West Africa. And Britain now tells the world, do you have the soldiers to go and make peace, I mean the peacekeepers, to go and make peace in the whole of West Africa? A place of nearly 300 million people. Blackmail. The world will say, no, we don't know. So if you go to State Department and ask them, what are you doing about what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria? They will say, oh, man, no, we don't want any wider destabilization of the zoo. That was what Tinubu said just a few days ago. Those listening will know that I have been saying this from time. That is the way they behave. That is the way they act. They go and sit down, they concoct one lie. And because they have more money than us, because they have been able to hire all these media houses all over the world, that is why each time they go back to the same thing. And you know, in fact, what is happening with Corona and all the rest of it, you can now see that sometimes the media can manipulate you to think in a particular way. That's what they have done all over the world. Once Biafra comes, West Africa will collapse. Once West Africa collapses, you have nothing again. You have nothing. That's what I've been telling. That's what Tinubu was saying. That is what Obasanjo always says. Do you see their ploy and their trick? And I'm asking them today, is Nigeria bigger than the old Soviet Union? I'm asking, is Nigeria bigger than the old Soviet Union? Soviet Union is the size of West Africa, North Africa, East Africa put together. If I, is half of the whole of Africa, if not more. Now tell me, did Soviet Union not collapse? And they had nuclear weapons. Mind you, they had nuclear weapons. That is why I keep telling people there is a hint of racism in how they think about we Africans. In Soviet Union, they had nuclear weapons scattered all over unstable former USSR. But USSR broke even without securing any single agreement as to the safety of all those nuclear warheads. Nobody complained. Yugoslavia broke up. Nobody complained. When it comes to Africa, when it comes to the zoo called Nigeria, they begin to trot out all manner of narratives as to why it should not happen. And that's what Tinubu is doing. There are some people who read it and they didn't quite understand, or they were not able to read between the lines. But we know. That is the blackmail they're using to hold the world hostage. That is what they're discussing at the UN. Nnamdi Kanu wants to the United Nations to commit over the resources they don't have into West Africa. They are seeing our agitation as having the effect of destabilizing the West Africa. Is that possible?
No.
Is that possible? How is conducting a referendum going to destabilize West Africa? I'm asking Tinubu and the rest, how is conducting a referendum going to destabilize the whole of West Africa? Who are the ones destabilizing West Africa? Is it not Fulani headsmen? Is it not Fulani terrorists destabilizing the whole of West Africa? They're going to say, oh, it's a West African problem. That's what it's 2 days ago. It's a West African problem. Yes, go and read it. That a Fulani headsmen killing people is a West African problem. They don't want to take over everywhere with the support of Britain. United Kingdom is supporting evil in Africa, supporting evil in Nigeria. And that is why if you don't take them, evil will visit them. They don't know what they are suffering from. They think it is that same spirit of those that they killed during the war that is bothering them. That is why the zoo cannot move forward. You are in a country where there are bandits killing people, blocking highways, abducting, and demanding ransom. You didn't bomb them. Sometimes, you know, when I think about it, I'm thinking maybe it's me. Maybe I'm mad or something. I don't know. You didn't bomb those who are killing and raping people with AK-47. You come to a village where people are farming, and you start bombing them. And the person that invited them to come is from that village. Oh, dear me. That is why we do what we do and we say what we say. If you go to the headlines, you will see it. I think I posted it. One thing people don't understand is that this Biafra that we are pursuing is for the benefit of everybody. You zoo people, Nigerians, ganged up against Biafra between 67 and 70. And today the Fulanis have ganged up against you. All of you joined hands together to commit the greatest abomination of second greatest abomination of modern time after the Jewish Holocaust in Europe. Today, the same monsters are eating all of you up. That even those who participated, like it was Tiwa Dajima that killed Ironsi. And it was Ironsi that promoted him in the army. He was the one that killed Ironsi. Today, he's the one asking you to go and defend yourselves. Today, he is crying. Today, he is suffering. Today, he's in pain. That tells you all you need to know about Biafra. And our people must understand this. We have defeated the Efulefus and the intellectuals anyway. They have no legs to stand on. Under Modo, they tried as much as they can to force us to toe their path and all become slaves to the Janjaweed. And it did not work. Now it is not going to work. Look at Augustus Okala telling them that everybody should go and join APC. Some Augustus Okala that told me privately one-on-one that PDP will be in power forever and ever. When I asked him why he supported Obasanjo instead of his own brother, Ekwueme, when it came to a private conversation I had with him. Now it is now to tell you that these people, they have the demon of harlotry in them. From one party to the other, from one to the other, and there is no improvement. And every day, people say that these are their leaders. Some idiots follow them. Of course, not many, very many. And I say, where have the senses gone to? It is a very good thing that at last, our people have seen that after all these years of graft and hard work, we have now arrived at a situation where we have a defense force, a defense mechanism. You know, before they will come and ship and they will go. But now when they are coming, they are wondering, where is ESN? Are we going to go back home alive? At least that is something. They can no longer come and kill at will. We know that is something. And some of them are begging behind the back. Some people sent me a message that begging from the back, let's try and solve this problem. They are begging. People are actually never expected to beg. They are begging and calling for truce. And I'm telling them that they're wasting their time. Because Biafra is destined to come. If they want us to take it by force, we'll take it by force. Because as you all know, scholars of the Holy Book, that the kingdom suffered violence. Is that not correct? And the violent take it by force. That's what the Bible says. And I stand on that. This very, as I told you, we have come barely close to this very brief emergency broadcast, please. Next week, Saturday, we're going to praise Elohim in a very special way, in a very, very special way. And if they have sent you to Biafra land to come and look for ESN, make sure you left enough money for school fees and feeding for your children, because in every probability you will not go back. If you are one of those supporting Hopos or Dema or Haneze and Daran and Yoshi, you are also an enemy of the people. You can issue your useless press statements from wherever you are that nobody can see you. Any day we lay eyes on you, you are toast. I'm saying it out in the open that the world may hear. When you kill us, you don't talk about it. When I talk about what we are going to do to those who are killing us, all of you start jumping up and down like a wounded lizard. That is not going to happen, not under our watch. If you come after us, at least we are not cowardly. We tell you what we're going to do before we do it. If you come after us, we are also going to go after you. So at the end of the day, we'll all end up in the same court answering the same charges. That's what I want, if you don't know. And on that note, we have drawn this very program this day to a very fitting conclusion, because I have a meeting to attend right now. And as always, and on behalf, I would have loved Father Demegwa and also our women leader to try and say something, because of the time, we don't have time. We have to leave that when I come back to the U.S. in the summer, because I'll also pass through this very place, and then I will not expect to come to the U.S. and raise a very paltry $500,000. It doesn't make any sense to me. We need to be raising somewhere in the region of $50 to $100 million to be able to mark our enemies. You people in America, you are the ones who are going to fund this very fight. That was why you came here in the first place. That was why you went for visa and they gave it to you, not to come here to look after your family and to live in large houses and big mansions. It is for you to save your nation. And that is what we are going to do. All of you are Joseph in a way, mini Joseph, coming to prepare for the coming of that kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. I thank you all very much for listening. And as always, and without hesitation, Biafra is our religion. It is our way of life. It is our tradition. Everything about us is Biafra. Everything about us is freedom. That is the reason why in Biafra land you have autonomous communities, because we love freedom. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwokika Biama is our God. From me, from here, on behalf of those that have come to see me and great Biafrans all over this very world, good afternoon.